Forecast in the wake of some showers with a cold front, clouds will give way to some sunshine for today. Not as warm as recent days as we go up to 71. And then for tonight, clear, cool, and moonlit. Lows of 51 inland to 61 lakeside. Nice tomorrow, partly sunny, high 73, and then cloudy, a thunderstorm Friday, high 74. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Danger on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 65 degrees, 63 Burlington, 66 Milwaukee, and 67 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Good to see Clemens back this morning.
For you, yeah.
What, you didn't like having him back?
Yeah, it's nice to have Mike back. I'm just glad somebody shows up.
I had to negotiate to get him out of Florida.
Yeah.
But it worked. He was tired. When you switch back and forth, your body clock has a hard time adjusting.
Well, that and the heat. Takes a lot out of you.
He's talking about me.
Oh.
I woke up 2:15, ready to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty tired pulling out of the gingerbread house parking or garage. And I've got a side air conditioner and smashed the Road Warrior right into it this morning. Big old dent.
Mm.
I'm just lucky that the air conditioner didn't fall out. My landlord is not going to be happy with me. Big old dent in the back of the 4Runner. Yeah, that's how my day started. But here's some good news.
Oh, great.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison has been listed in the top 100 schools in the country.
Okay.
Marquette, too, made it.
How do you spell that, Wisconsin, by the way?
Yeah, what was that? At Camp Randall, somebody screwed up the end zone Wisconsin.
Well, technically they did. It looks like an N.
How did that happen?
Oh, it's probably just there's something very simple.
They probably were stoned. Madison.
Are you making an assumption there?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Madison voted the number one party school in the country.
So everybody there is partying.
And then there another list came out that Madison made, the top 20 cities in the country that are stuck in the 1960s. And here was the reasoning of this list. Madison was the one major city in the country that was listed. The reason that they gave for Madison being stuck in the 60s is because Madison has the longest running marijuana festival in the United States, the Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival, which happens every October. So I'm saying that the person that painted the Wisconsin N is a participant in the Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival.
Interesting assumption.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I do.
Yep.
Interesting
quite
assumptions.
A bit.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. Gets people.
That could be argued.
Gets people thinking.
Well, yeah.
Senator Van Wongard wouldn't like that, though. He thinks that marijuana is a gateway drug. In our last community conversation, we were talking about it. I argue that alcohol is more of a gateway drug than marijuana, and we allow alcohol, but he wasn't buying it. Senator Wongard,
mm-hmm.
Good guy. I wonder what Mayor Jeanne Hefty will have to say about this. The Burlington mayor is next. She's back. She's tan, rested, ready to go. Yeah.
By the way, as long as you're mentioning her, mm-hmm. We did the story, a couple days ago on Monday about Racine County and a contingent going to Maryland for an integrated emergency management type training seminar.
Right, with David Mack.
All right. So it's first time in like 19 years when they do it next spring that this is going to happen. Okay, it's a brand new group, 19 years after the first group. Mayor Hefty was part of that first group, as was I. So she's one of the few people still in public service that is around to talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool.
So just throw that in.
I will do it. And was David Mack there 19 years
ago? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, we were there.
Yeah. Beautiful humans all. Thank you, sir.
At least two out of the three.
No, all three. Everybody's a beautiful human. You know that.
Okay.
All right. There he goes. Mm-hmm. The great Tom Karko. We will be talking to Mayor Hefty on the other side of sports right here on your radio friend. Don't go anywhere.
Real Racine looks forward to seeing you at Racine's biggest street festival. Party on the pavement.